2011 Europe trip, Amsterdam and Cologne, by Robert C. Newman. Brief abstract. A sketch of my activities in Amsterdam and Cologne during my visits there, March 18 to April 19, 2011. My major activity in the Amsterdam area was teaching at Tyndall Theological Seminary, with some miscellaneous speaking and preaching in churches. My briefer time in Cologne involved speaking for a Christian group at the university and teaching and speaking to Turkish Christians. So let's begin with travel over. I left Charlottesville, Virginia by air Friday, March 18, about 5 p.m. I had a layover in Atlanta of over 4 hours, 6:15 to 10:55, and then the overnight flight across the Atlantic and landed in Amsterdam at 11:20 a.m. Saturday, 19th of March, and then arrived at Tyndall Theological Seminary about 1 p.m. So on a map, the travel over looks like this: Charlottesville to Atlanta, and then up the coast of America and across the North Atlantic and down to Amsterdam. Here's a picture of Tyndall Theological Seminary. The main building is single-story, and then a two-story dormitory wing over there at the extreme left. Well, my teaching at Tyndall looked like this. It was mainly teaching the Luke part of the Luke Acts course, 8 2-hour sessions, but I also taught 3 2-hour lectures in New Testament survey, gave a 1-hour lecture in their Romans course, and also a 1-hour question and answer session in their apologetics class. Here's the way the Luke course broke up into the 8 2-hour sessions. The first session, the gospel is history, then biblical theology of the gospels, then Jesus' attitudes and actions, Jesus' miracles, Jesus' parables, Jesus' discourses, Jesus' controversies, and Jesus' death and resurrection. Here's a picture of the students in my Luke course. There are just 6 of them. On the front row, Jean-Pierre from Rwanda and Anna from Ukraine. On the second row, Gamechus and Gatachu, both from Ethiopia. On the third row, Samuel from Ghana and Lucia from Brazil. The other courses, a New Testament survey, I mentioned 3 2-hour sessions. In one of those sessions, I taught, gave PowerPoint on the Gospel of John, and then by contrast, the Gnostic Gospel of Judas. Then another 2-hour session, gave PowerPoint on God's self-portraits and biblical pictures of salvation. And then a third session gave actually 3 PowerPoints related to the book of Revelation. In the Romans course, I also gave a PowerPoint, Biblical Pictures of Salvation, and as I said in the apologetics course, I answered various questions that the students had. Some other speaking at Tyndall. I spoke in their chapel on Tuesday the 29th of March, giving my PowerPoint talk, Disaster, What to Make of It. I spoke for the colloquium for their Masters of Exegetical Theology students on Thursday, March 31st, and spoke on the Star of Bethlehem. And then I gave a seminar for faculty and other interested people on Thursday, April 7th, and spoke on Christianity and Science. Here's a shot of the people in the Tyndall Chapel. While in the Netherlands, I also attended 4 different churches and did some preaching. I attended 2 churches as a visitor, Christ Church Amsterdam South on Sunday, Monday, 20th of March, and Crossroads Church of Amstelveen on Sunday, 27th of March. And then I preached at 2 churches in that area, the Apostolic Church International of Amstelveen on Sunday, 3rd April, and Christ Church Hilo on Sunday, 10th of April. Some pictures of each of these. Here's a congregation at Christ Church South after the service. I climbed up on the balcony to take the shot. This is Crossroads Church of Amstelveen. It's a sort of a big seeker, sensitive congregation. Meets in a rented facilities of a school, but they have three services on Sunday morning with about 500 attending each service. This is the Apostolic Church International. This is a church of Ghanaians, and there we see them during a break in which people are greeting one another. And this is Christ Church at Hilo, which is up about 25 miles northwest of Amsterdam. Sightseeing. seminary treated me to a sightseeing trip in downtown Amsterdam on my 70th birthday, April 2nd. And we did a boat tour of the canals in the old harbor and a walking tour of the Royal Palace. And then the next week, went to the Museum de Kroekhuis, not sure how that's pronounced, a few miles south of Harlem. That was on Friday, 8th of April. And basically, this was a museum on the various techniques that the Dutch had used for the last 2,000 years in reclaiming land from the sea, with concentration on the Victorian period when they used these big steam pumps, if you like, of which this Kroekhuis place is the last one that hasn't been updated and is now being used as a museum. So Amsterdam, here I am standing on a bridge over one of the canals. See all the bicycles behind me and over on the left-hand side down the road, and I think some boats, you can't see them too well, on the right-hand side of the canal. Here we are on a boat tour. We're passing by a canal in which you can actually see seven bridges running down into the distance. And this is one of the ceremony rooms inside the Royal Palace in Amsterdam there. It's not the residence of the reigning queen, but is used for state occasions of various sorts, and is also a big tourist location. And here's an outside shot, actually a professional shot, of the Museum de Kroekhuis. They're in the process of doing a lot of renovation outside and scaffolding up when I was there, so my pictures are not as good looking as this. Well, some other teaching that I did in a couple towns north of Amsterdam. On Friday, 25th of March, I taught some kids ages 8 through 12 in the home of the Drake and Andrea Williams in Alkmaar, showing them my PowerPoint talk on the solar system, which turned out some of them had just had some stuff on, so I resonated with them rather well. On Saturday, 26th of March, I spoke at a men's breakfast at the home of the pastor of the Christ Church in Hilo, presenting the gospel to those who reject Scripture. And then the next Thursday, I spoke at the European School in Berken, a private secular school, to their two religion classes on intelligent design. So cool pictures here. Here's a map of North Holland. See Amsterdam there inside the square. And Berken and Alkmaar would be there, the green, and over here the orange Alkmaar. Men's breakfast. I didn't get any pictures inside, but here's the pastor, Roy Ball, on the right, and two of the guys. There were about 10 guys there who are just getting ready to leave. Here's a shot of the other side of the European School at Berkson, and again, Pastor Paul, who brought me over there. On Saturday the 9th of April, Drake Williams and I traveled south from Amsterdam to Rotterdam, and there we taught one of the sessions, part of a two-Saturday course on New Testament survey held at the Scots International Church. course functioned as an extension course of Tyndall Theological Seminary, was aimed largely at immigrant pastors and other Christian workers in the area, and I taught about 4.5 hours on the Gospels, letters of John, Jude, and Revelation. Drake taught about an hour on the text of the New Testament, and then he would teach all 5.5 hours the next Saturday on the rest of the New Testament. So here's the outside of the church with Drake Williams standing in front of it. And this is our class, about 10 people inside the church there at Rotterdam. A number of fellows from different parts of Africa, a fellow from Poland, two fellows from Romania, and one fellow from Curaçao. The last few days of the trip, I traveled to Cologne by rail, Thursday the 14th of April, and took a local train from the Schiphol Airport, which is the really the closest good railway station to the seminary, and took that over to Utrecht, and then changed to a express train from Utrecht down to Cologne. That evening, I gave a talk to a university group sponsored by the Universität Bibelfreundschaft Köln, an evangelical outreach to the University of Cologne. My talk was given in English, no translation, with PowerPoint, and it was intelligent design. Here's a poster that they prepared for the talk and distributed around the university. Friday evening, 15th of April, I spoke to a small group that meets weekly in a private home. I gave my PowerPoint talk for Crooked Business Manager with a translation made into Turkish, not by me, obviously, and then answered questions. And the questions actually turned out to be mostly on divorce and head covering, which was a concern, particularly of a couple of women in the Turkish group. Here's a shot of some of the group. About half the group. There was another shot in the opposite direction, but I can see what we've got there. On the Saturday, I sat and watched a book table ministry of a number of the evangelical churches in Cologne, and here you see the International Bible Table of Cologne Christians as the banner across the top under the awning, if you like, and down in front of the table, the Bible in over 50 languages, free. So this ministry is done about once a month in different locations in Cologne. This was done in a square in front of one of the metro stations. On Sunday morning, attended an evangelical, charismatic, German-speaking church, the Freie Christengemeinde, in one of the little towns in the south suburbs of Cologne, and I attended as a visitor. Here's a shot inside during the service. And then Sunday evening, April 17th, I spoke at the Turkish Fellowship. This is one of three Turkish Christian fellowships that now exist in the Cologne area. I preached using PowerPoint with a translation into Turkish and individually for one person into German, on a glimpse beyond this life. There was an after-service meal, which included a vigorous question-and-answer session on Jesus' person and work, and also on the Calvinism-Arminian question. So here's a shot of the Turkish Fellowship, and here is some of the people standing and sitting around our after-service discussion. Well, that ended my activity in Europe, and so the next day, Monday, 18th of April, I returned by train to Amsterdam, and then had dinner at a nice Chinese restaurant, courtesy of Tyndall Theological Seminary, and then flew from Amsterdam to Atlanta, and then to Charlottesville the next day, and finally made it home shortly before midnight on the 19th of April. So that's the end of our tour. This is a picture of my guide for the downtown Amsterdam activity, Drago Schmanea, a graduate student at University of Utrecht. And it was a very satisfying set of opportunities that God provided by his grace.